This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Suzanne Kogut is the executive director of the Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA, and she joins me on the program. And I guess whenever I think of the heat, Suzanne, I think of the critters. There's a lot of critters around here, not just, you know, dogs and cats, but horses and llamas and all sorts of stuff. I mean, this is farm country. And so what do you think of when you think of the heat?
Oh, I know. We don't like the heat, and the animals don't like it anymore. I mean, I just, you know, it's the time that we cannot forget about our animals in this type of weather. We always go inside in the air conditioning, but everyone, you know, a lot of times all the, well, clearly the cows and the horses aren't coming in, right? But I mean, it's a great time to keep your dogs and your cats and all your pets inside. And if they're going to be outside, make sure they have shade and plenty of water. I have to tell you, one of my favorite things is, a baby pool with some really cool water for my dogs love going in the pool.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, clearly people, you know, one of the things is just remember never to leave your pets in the car in this. That is actually deadly even for, a few minutes in this type of weather.
We're talking with Suzanne Kogut of the Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA. That will kill them really quickly, won't it? I mean, they just, what do they do? Do they just starve? How does that work? I mean,
heat stroke. I mean, if it's 100 degrees outside, you close those. Even if you crack the window open, that the heat in the car can get up to 135 in just a matter of minutes. And, I mean, that's just not something that an animal can live in. So, I mean, this is really, I mean, I'm like anyone else. I love taking my animals with me places, but this is the time that it's best to leave them at home in this type of weather. I mean, you know, it's just the safest thing.
Yeah, and there's a lesson there because it doesn't take long for the temperature in the car to get really hot. You may think, well, I'm just going to run in really quick.
Right.
And I'll leave the windows really cracked big and wide, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They still shouldn't be in there.
You know, and even just exercise or going out for a walk. I mean, really take shorter walks. Some dogs really just can't handle the heat, and heat stroke can be pretty quick. So you just really do have to, you know, hopefully it's only going to be a week or so, right? I hope we don't have these 100-degree temperatures for the next 3 months, but it's just something that we have to keep in mind. Just adjust our schedule a little bit.
Well, the latest from the State Climatology Office, and this is at WINA.com, is that we're looking at these kind of temperatures again a little bit next week and possibly into the week after that. So this could last into August, believe it or not. I mean, just incredibly, incredibly oppressive. It doesn't get like this in Maine, does it, where you spend some time in the summers?
It doesn't get like this in Maine, but, you know, I spent a lot of time in Houston. Maybe I need to go back to Houston for the cooler weather. I don't know.
So what's the latest from the SPCA? What's going on?
Well, you know, we have a lot of different events coming up, but one other thing that, you know, let's talk, pets during the summer, one other thing, and we've had an interesting phenomena with when people go out of town and go on vacation with their pets, a lot of times we're seeing our animal control officers are often seeing pets that are sort of left outside and no one knows if they're being taken care of. So one of the things I just want to remind everyone during the time of summer vacation, if you're taking your pets, one of the things you should always remember is make sure your pets have ID and you have their vaccination and medical records. If you leave your pets home and you have a pet sitter, make sure they have the vaccination and medical records. If for some reason your pet gets lost and ends up at the SPCA, they're going to need those records to be able to go ahead and get your pet back and bring it home. So, and you know, and if it's appropriate, and you may want to, you know, in certain circumstances, just give your neighbors a heads up that someone's going to be taking care of your pets while you're gone. Because, you know, our animal control officers have actually had a lot of calls with concerned neighbors about whether the pets are being cared for and they think they're abandoned and it's just someone went out of town and they've got someone taken care of. So just little things to keep in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of folks going out of town right now, whether for a long weekend or a week or two at the beach, and they don't always take their critters with them. That's true.
Yep. I think we forget sort of the basic things. But on the good side, we've got a lot of great things going on here at the SPCA coming up. Next week, we're going to be out at Kenny Ball Antiques with a little Dog Days of Summer celebration, and it'll be a tent sale fundraiser. We'll have a pet adoption event there, so we'll have dogs. We'll probably have them in baby pools trying to keep them out of this this heat. Cats will be inside when the air conditioning, but we'll have all sorts of refreshments, a raffle drawing, and it's a great way to just, you know, fulfill your shopping needs and go adopt a pet or at least get some pet therapy for a little bit while you're shopping, all in one day.
There you go. Now, where is this?
Now, that's Kenny Ball Antiques. That's in the Ivy Square Shopping Center, and that's next Saturday, July 17th, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
There you go, over on Ivy Road on the way to Zazu's, right there near the new car wash. And so you'll have some animals out front there.
We will. It'll be a fun day.
Good stuff. What else is going on?
Well, after that, now this is exciting for us. It's our third anniversary for our rummage store, and that's on Preston Avenue. And that is July 24th. That's a Saturday again. From 10 to 6, and they're going to have lots of things out at the rummage store. They'll have door busters throughout the day, chair massages, a face painter, some dogs and cats out there, and some prizes, and just a great celebration. And you know, the rummage store for the SPCA has just been a wonderful opportunity to raise funds to help the animals here at the SPCA and help us care for them. So the rummage store has just been a very successful venture for us.
Yeah, now when did that open? That's on Preston Avenue, of course, right?
Yep, it was right around July. I don't know the exact date, isn't that horrible? But it was in July 3 years ago.
Wow, okay. And this helps fund everything that y'all have to do.
Really, really does. It's been wonderful. This community has been so supportive in donating to the store and then shopping at the store because they know that's, you know, this, it's all going to help the animals.
Yeah, we're talking with Suzanne Kogut of the Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA. Isn't it in the summertime when we see the uptick in kittens?
It sure is. And so there's two things on that. If you have a cat and it's not spayed and neutered, and especially if it's outdoors, doll, you need to call us up. You need to, you know, we can help you get that done. I often talk to people and they say, well, that's just too expensive and I can't afford that service. You know, it's actually much more expensive to take care of a litter of kittens. So let the SPCA help you get your cat spayed and neutered. But we, in the summer months here, we take in about 400 cats and kittens every month. That's a lot.
Yeah. Holy cow. Every month.
Every month. So we have plenty of kittens up for adoption. It's also a great time that if you're just home for, you know, you may be going on vacation during the summer, but you got a couple weeks at home and you want to do something really wonderful with that time. Well, become a foster parent and foster a litter of kittens. And let me tell you, they provide entertainment, 24/7. So, I mean, it's just so much fun. We do get a lot of families that really enjoy taking care of the kittens during the summer months. I think it's a great way to work with our kids and teach them responsibility for caring for an animal. And they get the enjoyment of just playing with that kitten. They're so cute.
Suzanne, how does this work again, the whole foster program? Because I didn't know you could foster a litter. I mean, I've heard of adopting like a puppy or an older dog, but how exactly does that program work for folks who aren't familiar with it?
Well, if you're interested in fostering, the first step is actually just either coming into the SPCA or you can go online and fill out a foster application. And what happens is, you know, you could just sort of tell us about, you know, how much time you have available to care for an animal. It could be one. It could be more than one. Tell us about your experience level. Some people are more experienced, and maybe if an animal needs medications, they're prepared to give them medications. And just sort of just tell us what would fit well in your household. And generally with kittens, I mean, it's pretty easy. I mean, we can give you maybe a single kitten, two kittens, maybe a litter of kittens, depending on what works for your situation. We can give you food. If you have the food at your house and you want to supply that, that's fine. And we supply all the medical treatment that's needed for the pets. Really what you're doing for a short period of time, and it's really depending on the person. It could be 1 week. It could be 8 weeks. But you'll just be caring for those animals during that time. And, you know, for especially the kittens in the summer, what a great way for kittens to grow up in a household with a family giving them love every day than sort of, you know, growing up here at the SPCA. I mean, not that we do a great job, but it's just so much better for them to get the individual attention in a home.
So you actually have litters of kittens now that are looking for foster homes.
Oh, I'm sure we do. In the summer, I'm not sure that if we don't, we'll have them tomorrow morning, right?
Yeah. Suzanne Kogut is the executive director of the Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA, a no-kill facility. She has introduced a number of wonderful changes to the SPCA here in our community, and we're so fortunate to have her. Now, what else is going on that we need to let folks know about?
Well, and then one more thing in July, on July 24th and 25th, actually at our SPCA facility, we're going to have a little Christmas in July celebration. And maybe it's a way for people to overcome the heat. I don't know. Maybe we should bring in a snow machine, right? it'll just be a fun little party. We'll have some adoption specials. We'll probably put up a tree. And this is sort of... This is the first time we've announced it, Coy, on your show, and so if people go to our website, we'll have more information about how they can come to that event, or maybe even just bring some gifts for the animals that will help us care for the animals over the summer.
Christmas in July. I love it. I love it. At the SPCA, Suzanne Kogut. And what's the website again?
Our website is caspca.org.
caspca.org. Good stuff. Suzanne, thank you so much for everything you do.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.